There are many people who want to know what their purpose is in life. Why do they exist? Well, I've developed a home study course called Positioning the Floor and Your God-Given Purpose. And you'll learn what does God-given purpose mean, what are spiritual gifts. You'll be able to explore and determine your God-given gifts and explore your passions and personality, and how to use the greatness that God has deposited in you for God's glory. And you get a free bonus, which is a spiritual gifts test that you can actually take and score to find out specifically what your gifts are. And you can get the home study course by going to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. And it's only $45. Again, you can go to my website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Click on the shop tab at the top and search for Positioning You, the Flow in Your God-Given Purpose Home Study e-course. I know without a doubt, it's going to help you. God bless you.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a nonprofit ministry. We are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
Unto the Lord, for He is good. Yes, He is good.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good.
Hi, welcome to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, a division of Wings of Love Women's Ministry that broadcasts biblically-based messages that undoubtedly take you to higher spiritual heights. Wings of Love Women's Ministry encourages women to move forward and grow in their personal relationship with Jesus Christ by growing in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God so they can be healed and restored. We also help women discover and fulfill their God-given purpose so they can minister in their local churches and community.
Spiritual Nuggets of Truth with your host, Minister Carmen A. Booker, on the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network.
Today, the message is entitled Prayer of Praise. This type of prayer brings God the greatest pleasure and the devil the greatest amount of pain. Praising God. Because when you praise God, you bless God, and you torment the devil, the enemy. Praise is God's natural habitat. He dwells in the praises of His people. Water is a fish's natural habitat and where it can function at its best. Sky is bird's natural habitat. You can put the bird in the cage, but it's limited in what it can do. However, when you let it fly in the sky, it is free, without limitations. Psalm 34:1 says, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. When I praise God, I send blessings to Him, and He sends blessings down to me. Praise brings maximum pain and torment to the devil. It chokes the life of the devil, the enemy. He has no power and authority over you. Praise God, whether you feel like it or not. Create an atmosphere that releases the power of God. When you praise God, you release an atmosphere that releases the power of God to work for you. 2 Chronicles 20:26 says, And on the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Baraka. For there they blessed the Lord. Therefore the name of of the same place was called the Valley of Baraka until this day. The name Baraka means blessing, and the people of Judah surely had much reason to bless the Lord. The armies of the Moabites and Ammonites and many others had invaded their land, and King Jehoshaphat had no forces sufficient to oppose them. But Jehoshaphat had already led his people back to the Lord, and now he prayed for their deliverance, acknowledging that the Lord was God in heaven, so that none is able to withstand thee. Therefore God replied through the prophet Jehaziel that the battle is not yours but God's. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. God then set the invading armies against each other until all were slain and God's people were delivered without even lifting a sword. No wonder the people bless the Lord. The Hebrew word Baraka, blessing, is used some 68 times in the Old Testament. Like the people in the Valley of Baraka, we have much for which to bless the Lord, but we also have seen the salvation of God. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing. Praise transformed the valley of death into the valley of blessing. And praise can transform your life from a life of sadness to a life of joy and peace. So keep praising the Lord whether you feel like it or not, because it encourages you and blesses you, and it blesses God, and it torments the enemy. The devil can't stick around when you praise the Lord Jesus Christ. So I challenge you to praise the Lord and maintain an atmosphere of praise in your life today. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Nuggets of Truth, and we hope that our program has helped you to grow in the knowledge and understanding of the Word of God. And we'd like to invite you to support Wings of Love Women's Ministry so that we can continue to reach more people with the message of Jesus Christ and help transform their lives for the glory of God. You can learn more about our ministry by going to wingsoflovewomensministry.org. That's wingsoflovewomensministry.org. And your contribution will help Wings of Love Women's Ministry continue to transform the lives of men and women through our teaching radio program. Your contribution will also help women become victors rather than victims of domestic violence, and help women move forward and experience healing, restoration, and spiritual growth, knowing that through healing and restoration, the good work that God began in them, He will complete. Also, when you make your financial contribution, I'll send you my book, You Are God's Masterpiece, for free. So please go to our website, wingsoflovewomensministry.org. Thank you, and have a blessed week.